Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to your Sleep Like a Child hypnotic download from hypnosisdownloads.com, part of our powerful sound sleep range of hypnotic downloads. My name is Mark Tyrrell, and I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. Ideally, you need to be lying in bed as you start to relax to this session, so you can just drift off when you're ready to. Now, before you begin to relax very deeply to the sounds of my words, I'm just going to say something about the experience of drifting off to sleep. Not being able to get to sleep can be very frustrating, of course, not to say exhausting. And one of the reasons for that is that drifting off to sleep is not something that we can do through consciously trying or making an effort. Just as an acorn doesn't need to try to grow, it just happens naturally. So there's a part of you that knows how you naturally fall asleep. And it really becomes a question of allowing that to happen and staying out of the way. And when you drift off to sleep, there are certain physiological changes that take place in your body. Your core body temperature drops in comparison to the extremities of your body. This is why warming up your feet by wearing socks or having a hot water bottle can make you feel sleepy and encourage sleep onset. Research has revealed that 95% of people can hypnotically warm up their own hands and feet on the very first attempt, and so encourage the physical processes the body goes through when you begin to drift off to sleep. Another change that occurs naturally when you begin to fall asleep is that your mind changes its focus gradually from external reality to internally generated realities. This is sometimes known as the hypnagogic stage, and this is when you start to have strong visualizations and other dreamlike experiences. From this point on, you're naturally soothed into sleep. This session will encourage that process, in effect, helping you become instinctively skilled at creating the right state of mind and body to really sleep well and rest deeply. And remember, even if you don't fall asleep straight away, the first time that you listen to this, the benefits you'll gain from the deep relaxation you'll experience will provide you with much needed recuperation and rest that you may have been missing. Very relaxed wakefulness can be more restful than restless sleep. So the relaxation you'll get from this will benefit you even if you don't fall asleep straight away. The quality of your rest is just as important as whether you're awake or asleep. And the more practiced you become at relaxing deeply, the more easily and naturally you'll start to drift off to sleep on a regular basis, and the deeper and more restful your sleep will be. Now, as you prepare to relax very deeply, you could just begin by allowing those eyes to close if they hadn't yet done so. And if they're already closed, you could imagine them slowly, comfortably closing again. And at the end of the day, it's quite natural to have thoughts of the day that's passed. of the day that's to come. Images. Voices reflecting on the day. Planning out tomorrow. And yet, as you lie there, listening to these words, you can just notice what it's like for those thoughts to slow down, to just think each thought a little slower. That's it. And how your internal voice can just begin to slow down and become a little deeper, a little softer. And those images can just soften and drift away as you notice how still that body can be, and a part of you can start to feel very sleepy, while a part of you can continue to think slowly and deeply. That's it. About how the body knows when it's time to rest, and how it naturally lets you know after a long day that there could be nothing nicer than sliding into bed, smiling at the good, warm comfort of it, the feeling of a deep, satisfied sigh. That's it. And as that body begins to relax deeply, you might notice certain changes happening all by themselves. That breathing can deepen, those facial muscles can soften, that mind can become quieter. That's it. And you might notice whereabouts in that body feels the most comfortable. Perhaps a hand or a foot, stomach, chest, someplace in that body that feels so very nice and comfortable. And you can notice how that comfort can grow and spread, soothing and easing as it moves, flowing throughout the body, how it can really relax those arms, relax those shoulders, those hands, and those fingertips. That's it. Letting those neck muscles know it's time to relax. The muscles of the scalp, of the jaw, the little muscles around the eyes. as you really notice that comfort. And you might notice how much the mind can really slow down. The space between the thoughts, noticing the muscles of the back beginning to relax deeply. That's it. How easy and deep that breathing can be, giving the digestive system, the liver, the kidneys, all the internal organs, a chance to do their job well as you get some good recuperative rest. Those legs, feet, toes, all having some well-deserved time off, and you can really enjoy that. Like lying in the shade on a warm summer afternoon beneath a strong, tall tree. The gentle movement of the branches, sunlight filtering through, gazing into the patterns, the call of a bird, breathing in that good, clean air, and noticing the shadow of that tree, cooling and shading all of you but those feet, and how those feet can just playfully enjoy the warmth of the sun. And as the rest of you enjoys the cooling refreshment of that shade, those feet can really enjoy the rest of that warmth and feel that comfort as you begin to drift off. Because as you lie there, shaded by that tree, you might imagine gazing up at that canopy above, how you could allow those imagined eyes to close once more. That's it. And just notice the sounds of that summer afternoon, the temperature of the air against your skin, the ground supporting you. That's it. And as you drift deeper into the reality of that experience, your mind might wander and wonder about times when people feel very sleepy. Perhaps as a child, in the back of a car, late at night, on a long, long journey, passing under those streetlights, the light in the car becoming brighter and dimmer, the gentle feeling of the car turning to the left or to the right, and just as a child curling up, glimpsing a few stars, the sounds of cars passing by, then fading into the distance, the flash of the headlights, thoughts of the day, thoughts of tomorrow, the rhythm of that journey, turning to the left and turning to the right, and travelling up a hill. Thoughts about nothing in particular, and how, as a child, we just drift off to sleep very naturally. And when it's time, it just happens so naturally, all by itself. And at other times, someone might tell us a story, and our imagination can enjoy riding on that story. A fairy tale, an adventure, and it becomes a simple bridge into the realm of dreams and sleep. And once upon a time, there was a clever young lad on that long, long walk home from his grandfather's house. And how that boy is looking forward to being back home after his long, long day, so he can feel all snug and cozy in bed, where he can sleep deeply. And the way home takes him right through a deep, dark forest. And the boy's feeling very sleepy as he walks through the deep, dark forest, thinking of how he's going to feel so, so comfortable and sleepy when he gets home, as he follows the narrow path through the middle of the forest, suddenly confronted with the looming figure of a huge ogre in his path. And that great ogre looks down at the boy and laughs and roars. "Hey, it's a long time since I had a boy for my dinner. I think I'll boil you up in my pot this very night." And the boy, gazing up at the giant ogre beneath the canopy of leaves, is thinking about something other than sleep right now. He's using all his wits to think about how to escape. And being the clever boy that he is, does something very clever indeed. "Mr. Ogre," says he, "you know not who you're speaking to, for I am the strongest boy in the world. In fact, I am stronger than any man, any woman, and even stronger than any ogre." And the ogre looked at the small boy and begins to laugh uproariously. "Mr. Ogre," says the boy, "I see you are not taking me seriously. I shall therefore offer you a challenge of strength. Are your puny muscles able to squeeze a stone so hard that liquid flows from it? The ogre snarls that he could squeeze water from any stone if he wanted to. And so the clever boy picks up a stone and offers it to the ogre, who angrily snatches it. And the ogre squeezes and grunts and squeezes, but try as he might, no water, of course, comes out of the stone. And the exhausted ogre gives up. And as he does, the boy secretly takes out that egg that he's been hiding in his pocket all the time. "My turn," says the boy, and taking the stone from the panting ogre, he squeezes the stone and the egg together over the ogre's hand, and the ogre, disconcerted, not to say amazed, feels a liquid on his hand and looks at the boy with new eyes. "Perhaps you are stronger than you look," growls the ogre, "but I would like to offer you my own challenge. Stay with me in my cave tonight, and in the morning we shall test if you are as strong as you claim." And the boy, having little choice in the matter, smiles his most confident smile. And he follows the ogre home to his cave through an arched opening of higgledy-piggledy rocks. And they both go down inside the deep, dark cave. And that night, deep inside the cave, our clever hero, so tired after the day's events, prepares to sleep. But that ogre is not to be trusted. So he decides he will not go to sleep in the bed the ogre has prepared for him, but in a quiet, dark corner. And in the bed, he carefully wraps his pillows into the blanket so it looks like he's sleeping deeply. And as he begins to drift into a deep sleep in his corner, he half sees the ogre approach the bed where the ogre believes the boy to be and smash it 7 times with a huge wooden club. Sleepily, the boy watches the ogre go back to bed and with a little smile knows he can feel safe for the night and begins to relax. Time disappears and he falls sound asleep. And in the morning, feeling bright-eyed and refreshed, after a surprisingly good night's sleep, the boy awakens the ogre to ask about his test. And he remarks to the amazed ogre that there must have been a mosquito or something in the cave, because he was bitten 7 times during the night. And the ogre, astonished, and now more than a little afraid himself, desperately challenges the boy to go outside and stand immobile while the ogre throws a giant rock at him, telling him he mustn't flinch an inch. And the clever lad agrees, but only on one condition, that he, as the guest, can first throw a rock at the ogre. And as the boy picks up a very small rock, the ogre sneers at him. "You'll never hurt me with that, boy." But the boy just steadily backs out of the cool shade of the cave into the warm light of the morning. And telling the ogre to be still, he lifts the small rock above his head. And with all his might, he flings it, not at the ogre, but at the roof of the entrance to the cave, dislodging the keystone. So the piled up stones and rocks suddenly form an avalanche of rock, tumbling down, and the entrance to the cave collapses, completely sealing the howling ogre inside. And the clever boy, breathing a deep, deep sigh of relief, with a lightness in his step, continues on his journey home. And that's it. Wondering where your imagination will take you as you sleep deeply. Feeling that comfort. Setting all thoughts to rest. And just how deeply can that body rest and sleep? Images that creative mind glimpses of the dreams to come. And you can you not, breathe deeply without thinking about it sometimes. And just as when your body needs food, you automatically feel hungry. And just as when your body needs water, you automatically feel thirsty. So when your body needs to sleep deeply and get some good restorative rest, you automatically feel very sleepy. That's it. And it's such a natural thing to float and wander. And wonder inside as you just let go with that lulling feeling of wanting to drift off to sleep. That's it. All the way. The journey home. Riding on the wings of the imaginative mind. And tonight, you can sleep very deeply. Sleep like a child. And be fascinated by the sights and sounds as you begin to dream. Drifting deeper. And deeper still. That's it. How to rest so deeply. a simple, good, and natural, and deep. That's it. Wonderfully deep. Restorative. Sleep. That's it.